Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best guests, the best insight, the best coverage. From Radio Row in Atlanta, this is the Bill Michaels Show.
Somebody's asking me here on Radio Row, and I mean, there's people, media from all over the world here that want to know about the Packers, and they say, why Matt LaFleur? But you tell me, why Matt LaFleur?
That is a great question. I just think that I'm a pretty humble guy that just goes about his business on a daily basis and tries to get a little bit better each and every day. And I think that one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to be true to myself and the core beliefs that kind of were instilled in me by my parents. And that's to be humble, honest, and just try to develop with relationships not only with our players and coaching staff, but with everybody in this building.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, it's Friday. That's the voice of Matt LaFleur from a couple days ago. And we're going to talk with Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio coming up here momentarily. But it's Friday, as I said. Thanks to our friends over at Luigi's Frozen Pizza. Luigi's different than most frozen pizzas out there. For the most part, their pizzas are handmade and right here in Belgium, Wisconsin. Delicious, fresh ingredients, 100% real cheese. My personal favorite, the Big Daddy. The family loves it. I love it. Sherry is, she loves all that kind of stuff. She loves Supremes and stuff as well. The kids, they love the cheese pizzas. Fantastic stuff. And you will too. I'm telling you, for over 40 years, it's been Luigi's. The frozen pizza that tastes fresh, guaranteed, available at quality grocery stores and taverns. And make sure you ask for Luigi's. Joining us here on Radio Row, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. How you been, buddy?
Pretty good. Went out with some friends here because I lived in Atlanta here. You know, I was in high school for a couple of years, and the great high school football programs that rival only those of Ohio and Texas, I think. And they were talking about, we remember Sean McVay, the quarterback from Marist, the military school, about 30 miles north of here from downtown Atlanta in Brookhaven. Now, we know that his grandfather was part of the Bill Walsh regime of the 49ers putting together those rosters with, you know, Jerry Rice and Joe Montana and that group. But his father, Tim McVay, is a communicator. He's a broadcaster. He was the general manager of that WSB Action News 2.
Yeah.
Like that.
Here in Atlanta,
So, you know, your grandfather's a football guy. Your dad is a broadcaster and affluent. And so they live in Brookhaven, and he's going to this military school, Marist, where he was a quarterback, set some state records in Division IV high school football. You know, then he got into coaching right after that. So that explains Sean McVay as the football guy and the great communicator that he is. So the first thing when the plane landed here in Atlanta was I had to get myself in front of Sean McVay and say, tell us about our new head coach, this guy you started with 10 years ago with the Redskins under Mike Shanahan, under Kyle Shanahan, to learn the NFL way, to learn the Shanahan way. And give me a story about Matt LaFleur that Packer fans can sort of hold on to as to what their new head coach is going to be like.
You know, to say one story, I think it would be hard to really point out one thing. But when you talk about Matt, I think, you know, anytime you're looking for a great leader of men, I think he embodies a couple of the traits and characteristics that definitely are consistent with great leaders. And one of the things that he does such a great job of that we try to do here is he's such a great human being that he develops relationships with people first and foremost. And he's one of my closest friends. And, you know, the reason we got so close is not only because he's a great football coach, but he's a great person. And somebody like him makes you better. And he's an extremely detail-oriented person that's a great communicator. And I think those things are going to enable him to have a high level of success. And that quarterback's pretty good, too.
Sean, Mark Murphy said when he interviewed Matt, he said there was a quiet confidence about him. Is that a good description?
He really does. Yeah, I think he's very self-assured. And you can feel that when you talk to him. And it's something that you feel more than you can kind of put your thumb on it. But very secure in himself. He's extremely smart, and he knows a lot about the game, and he works really hard at it. And I think he's going to do a great job. And unless we're playing him, I'm a Packers fan.
So, Bill, the next question is the decision that Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst made to fire Mike McCarthy, to move on with a 39-year-old guy who's, you know, one-year offensive coordinator, a quarterback's coach out here for the L.A. Rams, et cetera, with Matt LaFleur. And, you know, you've talked to all these former Packers like A.J. Hawk and James Jones, and you've talked to contemporary players here today about the change. And I thought it was a great question when you asked James Jones, who keeps in contact with Aaron Rodgers, they're friends, can Matt LaFleur, quote, fix Aaron Rodgers?
I keep saying, time will tell us. You know, it's easy to sit there and say, okay, he'll get Aaron right. I mean, Aaron's special. Anybody could get Aaron right. So we're going to have to wait and see, man. Him put the product on the field. You know me, I'm a Mike guy. I love Coach Mike McCarthy, man. I'm always going to ride for Coach Mike McCarthy. I feel like the system he had in there, I mean, all the things that he accomplished in Green Bay, you know, I felt like he still should be our head coach, but I'm not in the building no more, so I don't know all the ins and outs. But, you know, it's a wait and see. So I'm excited to talk to Aaron. He's excited about him. So, you know, it'll be a good one.
So now you kind of move over. I mean, you're looking at one great quarterback and how James Jones is discussing Aaron Rodgers. The other great quarterback is here. Everybody keeps comparing Rodgers and Brady. The difference is Brady's
got five rings,
and he's sitting there working on his sixth. You know, I mean, the question becomes, what does Aaron need to do to be considered in that pantheon? In the meantime, while Aaron's getting a new head coach, Brady has got this relationship with Bill Belichick that everybody thought was damaged. And then they find themselves right back here on the same page and going for another Super Bowl.
And I'm trying to find some of the deeper reasons as to why they moved on from McCarthy, because I know that McCarthy and his staff worked hard and they're experienced. But where were some of the ways that the wheels came off the bus there for the McCarthy era? And there's the one story out this week. When you talk about accountability, it's the little things, like players showing up late for the team plane on Saturday afternoon when they've got an away game. And, you know, there's current players like David Bakhtiari say, close the door. You know, I mean, the rules are rules, man.
Right.
And players want those kinds of rules. And McCarthy's kind of in the bind where, well, if this gets out that one of my players is late, it's going to look like I've lost discipline, you know?
Yeah.
And he's covering his own CYA with those kinds of situations. But here's Tom Brady back for his ninth Super Bowl with the same coach all these years. So last night I asked him, how have you kept that relationship fresh and on the same page with Bill Belichick all these years?
I think those moments, you know, he and I've had a lot of meetings together over the years. We meet at least twice a week going on 19 years. So it's just we've had a great working relationship, and, you know, I've learned so much from him. He's been a great mentor for me, taught me so much about football. I was just talking with my friend, you know, how I, you know, see the game now versus how I used to see it.
His relationship with Bill Belichick, and we heard from Robert Ortiz just a few minutes ago, the guy's just a football nut. And he said he don't think, you know, Brady's going to come close to retiring for a while because he just loves the game of football. He said, but what Belichick does is makes everybody accountable, treats everybody like family, even though he seems to be gruff and grumbly on the outside. But Robert was fascinating in the fact that he was only there a week, and Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are saying hello to the lunch ladies and how their kid's doing, and then coming up to him and talking about how Southern California is as he adjusted the weather.
Don't treat you like a temp.
No. Granted, they will treat you like a piece of meat because you're only as good to them as to win. But when you're there, they make you feel like you're the part of the family.
Now, Bill Belichick is so funny. So the Rams have been practicing up in Flowery Branch. That's about a half mile north of here where the Falcons have their facilities, up in the way northern suburbs. And Belichick and the Patriots, they chose their downtown hotel and Georgia Tech, which is right downtown by the Varsity where we had our chili dogs the other day.
Okay.
Still with me. And
really? Mine wasn't. About 12 hours later, it was gone.
And so Belichick gets into the facilities at Georgia Tech, and he goes on their outdoor practice field, and he looks up at the sky, and he looks down and says, we're taking it inside. Why? He says, look up. He says, there's like 20 skyscrapers around this field here. Any one of these could have spies looking at our practices for the Super Bowl. So all of his practice has been in the indoor facility, could get warm up. I mean, you know, it's funny. Bill Belichick is always on the looking for that because he knows the kind of damage that could be done. But he got to ask a great question last night. As Matt LaFleur is building his coaching staff with a lot of guys that he didn't necessarily work with, some of them are Mike Pettine guys. By the way, the new defensive back coach to replace Joe Witt is a guy that's been on the staff for a couple of years, Jason Simmons. He gets promoted to the defensive back coach. That's a key position for Mike Pettine in that defense with all those young DBs that they've got there. So Belichick was asked, you know, you talk about team chemistry with the players. Is it important for the head coach to have chemistry with his coaching staff?
Yeah, that's a great question. The coaching dynamic is a little different just because of the amount of time we spend together. The morning meetings, all the practice film study, and with the players to the post-practice nightly meetings, preparation for the following day. You know, every coach wants to do what's best for his unit or his side of the ball or whatever it happens to be. At the same time, you want to do what's best for the team. So sometimes as a coach, you just have to make that decision.
He's a fascinating character, and the one thing that I heard over and over again for people that have either covered him or played for him is he's like a savant at making adjustments. He's the king of adjustments. If he was a chess player, he would be the champion of the world.
He's got a tremendous memory. You know, a lot of these press conferences he has had this week, guys are asking him about this, his start, coaches, coaching tree, connections and all that. And, man, he comes up – he just has an incredible – photographic memory. Is everything's almost like a scouting report on people he worked with, places he's been, those kinds of things. And obviously that comes in when he's putting together a game plan and looking at tape and getting ready to prepare for yet another Super Bowl.
Mike, you had a fun week?
Oh, yeah. I got so many more stories to tell. And you always learn so much, not only about, you know, these two teams in the game, but about the Green Bay Packers as well.
Speaking of Packers, we've got another one coming up next. Danny Vitale is going to be joining us.
Oh, let's talk to Danny.
Oh, good stuff. Stay tuned. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Big names talking about the big game. This is the Bill Michaels Show, live from the Schneider Orange Super Studios on Radio Row, Atlanta.
Welcome back to the program. We are glad to have you. This portion of the program brought to you by Van Horn Automotive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. See the home of the 90-day test drive and find out the exclusive deals they have. But Van Horn Auto, it sounds just like it is. 90 days, you get a chance to test drive the vehicle. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, no further commitment. You can save up to $2,000 if you end up buying the thing, though. That is VanHornAuto.com. All you got to do is go to VanHornAuto.com. I went out there and got the luxury car that I wanted that happens to be wrapped up in a Ram pickup truck. But nevertheless, go to VanHornAuto.com. 16 dealerships all throughout the state of Wisconsin. Again, VanHornAuto.com. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio here with me, and also joining us now, our final guest of the week. I don't know if that's the good thing or the bad thing. Maybe the best for last. Danny Vitale, fullback for the Green Bay Packers. How you doing, man?
Great, man. Thank you guys for so much for having me on here.
We're glad to have you. Now, you, Jamal, Aaron, all have the same agent.
Yeah,
Lee
we
Steinberg.
Did
he bring you out here? Because Lee throws a tremendous party.
Yeah, exactly. They fly us out here. They take great care of us. So,
yeah.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. Gone the last 3 years. It's been great.
Are you excited, I guess, for the season to get going with a new coaching staff, new philosophies, new playbooks, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. As a guy who kind of came in towards the middle of the year, you know, I was coming off of a injury because I was in Cleveland for 2 years, starting fullback there. It's kind of nice. Obviously, it's not fun having a brand new staff in the sense of you feel like you failed them last year. But on the same page, for a guy like me, it's nice because you kind of got a clean slate, a chance to show a brand new staff exactly what you can do for them. And, you know, I'm definitely excited for that.
So, Danny, from Wheaton, Illinois.
Yeah.
And you played at Northwestern for Pat Fitzgerald, who Mark Murphy hired when he was the AD there. So talk about, by the way, we got good news, too. You know, you're a running backs coach. Ben Sermon's officially retained today from Coach Matt LaFleur. So, you know, that's some continuity for you heading into the OTAs and mini camps. Talk about Pat Fitzgerald, because there's a lot of people think that maybe that's who Mark had in mind as the next head coach of the Packers.
Yeah, you know what? I would have bet everything I had that he wouldn't even take the interview. You know, he's got so much going on for him at Northwestern. You know, obviously, everybody knows they just finished that, you know, multi-million dollar facility out on the water, which is incredible. I've gotten a chance to check that out. Pat graduated from Northwestern. He's a local. You know, he's from the Chicagoland area. His parents are out there. His sons are all getting ready to, you know, go through high school now. So why would you leave? You know, he's
right.
An alumnus, like I said. So it's just a perfect situation. I think he can be there as long as he wants the job.
Yeah, you never say never, but he said, look, I'm down here for a long time.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those jobs. He can have it as long as he wants it. They're trending in the right direction, and, you know, hopefully do a nice little renovation to their stadium, and I think you got something good going there.
Are you excited that you've got a coach now, Matt LaFleur, that, you know, it's not that he's run first, but he's very much run-oriented?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the first things I saw when we hired him was I looked at their rushing statistics, and I think they finished, second, the Titans did. And I know Luke Stocker, who he used as fullback primarily last year, and he got a lot of playing time as well. So it's always exciting when you see that, especially as a fullback.
Talking with Danny. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, talking with Danny Vitale, yep. fullback for the Green Bay Packers. We've got about a minute here before we let you go. But
yep.
All of this that you've had to absorb, all these people here and the way this is, obviously it's inspiration to guys for you guys to get here. But how far away do you think this team is, just from the outside looking in, because you came in half the season?
You know what? I personally don't think we're very far. When you have one of the most important things, which is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, when you already got that, that's a huge thing you can kind of build off of. So, you know, we'll get some good guys in this draft here, I'm sure, bring in some more veterans, and our offensive line is obviously phenomenal too. I think we're in a good situation. I don't think we're that far off. We just have to have a couple more things go our way, especially on game day, and we'll be fine.
Dan, appreciate you.
What a great time to come in, though, too. I mean, new coaching staff, a lot of new attitude and all that, and, you know, all the reputations are wiped clean. You know, it starts clean, you know, your first day in OTAs and minicamp.
Absolutely. Can't wait for it. Like you said, clean slate, excited to show them everything I can do. I think I can do a lot more than I've had the opportunity to show, so can't wait to do it.
Thanks for stopping by. I certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely. Danny Vitale, fullback for the Green Bay Packers. Mike Clements here with us. Thanks to everybody that came through the program this past week. It has been absolutely phenomenal. To all of our sponsors, and I'd love to run through the list, Pizza Del Rey, Dwayne's Covered All, Robert Hack, Brumar Productions, Stenny's, Milwaukee Admirals, Auto Paint Supply, Signature Limo, Skipper Buds, Pindell. I can go through the list and list and list. Slinger Speedway, Super Speedway, Lake Country Doors, Water Doctors. I can go on and on. All these people that did so much for us, all of our regular sponsors. Radio Joe Zanzola did a fantastic job through a couple of technical issues producing the show back in the state of Wisconsin. Thanks to Scott Grodzki, who stopped by and kind of wanted to chat with us for a little bit. Thanks to the fans that came down and said hello to us here on Radio Row, the staff and management of the NFL, the credentialing system. Thanks to Erica Severson. She's not around right now, but our on-site producer down here, who did an absolutely phenomenal job this year. My wife, Sherry, worked with her. She did a lot of the social media, an absolutely phenomenal job there as well. It has been an absolute blast. And thanks to all of you for taking a listen to the program. It's time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.